this mid-morning update on the weather for our Country Sunshine listening area. And remember them for all of your furniture and carpet needs, whether that's for your bedroom, your living room, or your dining room, and residential and commercial flooring. That's J&R Furniture and Carpet, your hometown headquarters, family-owned since 1953. J&R Furniture and Carpet in Shenandoah. Need to say happy birthday to Dixon Nelson from your grandma. We haven't, I think, caught Dixon yet. We've done the others, like happiest of anniversaries to my wonderful husband, John. 44th anniversary today for John and Jill O'Neill. Happy anniversary. It says 44 years and going on. Love you, Jill O'Neill. And happy anniversary. We've mentioned most of those. We'll run back over all of those in a little bit later. So stay. We had not mentioned Dixon Nelson, so wanted to be sure to mention Dixon and say happy birthday to him. As I have been telling you, we have with us in our studios at this point Dr. Goodemote, who has some things that she'd like to share with you and with us. And they purchased this time. This is a paid interview. That they cared enough about it. It was important enough to them that they purchased the time to be able to share this information. Dr. Goodemote, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Am I saying that right, Goodemote?
Yes, you are.
Nice to have you here. Nice to meet you and nice to visit with you.
Thank you for taking time.
You've got a pretty storied history. I mean, you've accomplished a lot of things in your very young life.
I've been allowed a lot of opportunities.
And you're still affiliated with Cass County Memorial Hospital?
I am. I work there part-time.
And family lives here in the Red Oak area?
Yes, we were living in Villisca, and we just moved into a house in Stanton area.
Where are you from? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up all over the place, but my parents were both from South Dakota, and I went my last 2 years of high school in South Dakota, and then went to college in South Dakota as well.
Where in South Dakota?
I went to high school in Spearfish, South Dakota, and I went to South Dakota State University in Brookings, South Dakota.
Why did you move around a lot? Your father have a criminal history, or was he in the military, or was he...
No, my father was in computers, and he spoke German, so we moved to Germany and back to the States quite a number of times. And then later on, after I got out of college, I was fortunate enough to go to medical school through the Air Force. The Air Force paid for most of my college and then also for medical school, and so I spent 24 years in the Air Force as a physician.
Dr. Goodemote has received a number of honors, Uniformed Services Academy Family Physician in 2011. She was the one out of 2,300. Elgin Air Force Base Family Medicine Teacher of the Year for 2006 and 7. St. Louis University Family Medicine Teacher of the Year for 2005-2006. Clinical Excellence AMC Field Grade Physician of the Year in 2005. St. Louis University Family Medicine Teacher of the Year in 2003 and 2004. Have published some books, Dr. Goodemote?
I haven't published any books, but I have published some articles in some various medical journals, and I've helped other people to get their things published as well.
Well, again, thanks for being compassionate enough about and concerned enough about and passionate enough about the subject matter to come in. I might just lay a little bit of the background here. The Stanton Community School District Board of Directors in their recent meeting had some considerable time devoted to hearing about the Planned Parenthood presentations, and this is in my terminology, you can correct me from your perspective, about the Planned Parenthood teaching at the Stanton Community School District. Then following that, Dr. Herrick, the superintendent, came in and asked if he could do an interview and talk about what happened at the board meeting and explain that they were going to be doing a survey, sending out a survey, and asking parents of their students to fill that out. Have you seen the survey, or do you know if it's out, Dr. Goodemote?
Yes, it actually is out. At the Stanton board meeting, it was actually discussed that he would bring the survey questions to the next board meeting, and then it would go out prior to the June board meeting, so they would have the results. But after the board meeting, I understand that he decided to send it out early and did email all of the board members to make sure that they were in agreement with the questions.
All right. And you've seen it?
Yes, I have. I've actually filled out my survey already.
Are you comfortable with the survey?
I was disappointed in the survey. I was disappointed in the cover letter because the cover letter talks about the program that's available now, but it did not talk about the programs that could be available and that these have been offered to the school free of charge. There's four different people who have volunteered to teach a different curriculum, one that's more evidence-based. I have volunteered. Jeff Greben, who is actually a teacher at the school, has volunteered. Also an OBGYN nurse practitioner that works at MCMH. And then Julie Evans, who's at a healthy relationships trainer as well. All of these people have offered to do this free of charge to the Stanton Community School District, and that was not mentioned in the letter that accompanied the survey.
Let's start perhaps, because some people are saying, Dr. Goodemote, I don't know much about her, don't know anything about her, I've not heard her before. So what qualifies you to speak on the subject or gives you qualifications and authority to address the issue? Why should we believe you?
Well, I'm a board-certified family physician and have been a physician now for 24 years. I taught at a residency program for 9 years in the military, my last 9 years in the military, and during that time I was teaching physicians how to be family medical physicians. In looking at the curriculums that are being taught in this area by Planned Parenthood, they say that they're evidence-based, and I've had training in looking at medical journals and medical journal articles. I actually had a one-year fellowship specifically on curriculum development and looking at different curriculums to see what their evidence base was. So I think I have quite a few qualifications. In addition, I've done a lot of one-on-one counseling and group counseling to people on STD prevention and pregnancy prevention. I think I'm pretty well qualified, but I'd like you guys to form your own opinion out there in the listening area just on not just what I'm saying, but please go to the sources and look at them as well. And also go to your schools and ask about them.
All right, Dr. Goodemote, I kind of just laid a really brief background of what I know has happened at Stanton with the most recent board meeting and what's taking place at this point. What, from your perspective, is going on in Stanton? And then go back and again, maybe with a little more specificity, explain to our listeners what you did offer to Stanton. But from your perspective, more obviously in-depth and bold than I have been, tell me what you see going on in Stanton.
Well, Stanton, all the schools in Iowa are required to have a human growth and development curriculum, but that human growth and development curriculum is a very, very broad in what is required to be taught. The children are required to be taught basically male and female anatomy, how babies are born, and also they're required to be taught about sexually transmitted diseases and about how to prevent those things as well. The concern is how it's being taught, not just in Stanton, but in Montgomery County as well. I was unaware that Planned Parenthood was teaching in the schools. And like I said, I just moved to the community 4 years ago. I was unaware that they taught in the schools until my kindergartner came home with a paper that basically said that they were going to be teaching kindergarten through third grade a curriculum called Ready, Set, Know. And this is not a Planned Parenthood curriculum. It's actually was developed by Iowa State, and it's a curriculum that teaches kids about stranger danger and also works to prevent physical and sexual abuse. However, when I looked at the bottom of the sheet that told me about this, it didn't give me an option to opt in or opt out my child. It was actually being taught by Jennifer Horner. And Jennifer Horner is a Planned Parenthood sexual educator. She is employed by them. And she is the person in this area who does all of their teaching in the schools. So I became concerned, and I went to the Stanton schools and talked with them about my concerns. The superintendent was actually got a group of people together, and it was discussed and decided that they would take it to the board meeting. But in that discussion, it was also mentioned that they were teaching that Planned Parenthood was teaching 6th, 7th, and 8th graders a curriculum called Draw the Line, Respect the Line, and that Ms. Horner was once again teaching that program to the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. This brought even more concerns because I'm concerned about what she is teaching. And I'm also, when I looked at that particular curriculum, I was very concerned about what was being taught and the lack of evidence behind that program. So at the board meeting, my husband and I spoke, as well as a number of other people in the community, both for and against having this particular curriculum and Ms. Horner continuing to teach at the Stanton School. And it was decided that the board would look at doing a survey of the community. And like I said before, the questions were supposed to be brought to the next board meeting to be okayed, but that survey has gone out. The second thing is that they were going to put a team together to look at various curriculums, and then the board would make the decision on whether to continue having Planned Parenthood in the schools, and also what curriculum that they would continue and who would be teaching that curriculum.
Your concerns came after an evaluation and examination of the curriculum, is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. My concerns about drawing the line, respect the line, came after that. But I was already concerned about Planned Parenthood being involved in the schools just because I know the agenda that they have. And I also know that that I'm not sure why they would want to decrease pregnancy or STDs in the community, because they do make money off of having people be sexually active. They make money off of contraception. They make money off of people who do get a sexually transmitted disease as they are involved in the treatment of these things. And then if whatever method you use fails, they're also involved in providing abortions to people, and that is their big money maker, is abortions, actually abortions and contraception.
Are any of the classes at any of the ages in Stanton or in Montgomery County allowed the option of the opting out of those classes or not?
Yes. In the older groups, they are offered the opportunity to opt out. The K through 3 was not deemed a Planned Parenthood program, although they do talk about good touch, bad touch. This was not deemed something that they needed to give the parents an option to opt out of. Once I brought up my concern, they did send a separate letter home, which did allow parents to opt their child out.
How long has Planned Parenthood been teaching in the Stanton School, do you know?
I do not know that. I know that they've been teaching quite a number of years, but I don't know that exactly.
So that being the case, some people are going to say, why now all of a sudden has it become such a big issue on the part of those people who are both opposed to and in favor of it? Why now?
I don't think that many people were aware that Planned Parenthood was teaching in the school. I've only been in the community for 4 years, and my son is in kindergarten and has been going there 1 year. And if I had known about this before, I would have said something before, but this was my first opportunity to find this out.
Again, we're speaking with Dr. Goodemode, and we're talking about the education that's taking place not just in Stanton, but in Montgomery County and in many schools in the area. Most, I would guess. Is that correct? Or can you
tell
me about that?
Yes, as far as I know, Draw the Line, Respect the Line is taught at Stanton, but it's also taught in Red Oak, and from what I understand, also at the Southwest Valley Middle School in Villisca. As far as the high school curriculum, according to a 2011 article that discussed just the high rate of teenage births and pregnancies in Montgomery County, they also, Jennifer Horner also started a high school curriculum at that time in the Red Oak schools. She had already been teaching Draw the Line, Respect the Line for a number of years.
Do you know if there are some districts that have opted not to utilize the Planned Parenthood curriculum?
There are actually many, many people that are not using the Planned Parenthood curriculum. And when I was doing research on this topic, I wanted to know, you know, was this curriculum effective? And unfortunately for Montgomery County, it does not appear that Planned Parenthood or their curriculum has been effective. We are one of the very, very, very few counties in Iowa, in the Iowa 99 counties, that are actually seeing an increase in our teenage birth rate. If you take a look at the 2011 article, at that time we were number 33 out of 99 counties for teenage birth rates. The statistics that came out in 2014, which covered which were from 2012, show that we were number 20 out of 99 counties. And then recent statistics that became available in the last couple months show that we are now number 4 for all 99 counties, and our rates have gone up. We were actually number 1 for teenage births for the 40 counties in Iowa that are our size. This is extremely concerning to me, and I'm very surprised that I haven't heard anything in the community about this, and that it hasn't been discussed what is being done about this. I mean, maybe there are things being done, but I am not aware of this. But this was front page news on the Red Oak Express in 2011. And Jennifer Horner basically at that time relayed how she was going to be starting an additional evidence-based program within the Red Oak high schoolers. I don't know what program that was, but I'm concerned because we've given her and Planned Parenthood 5 years, and we still have not seen any kind of a dent in the teenage birth rate here in Montgomery County.
Where did those statistics that you just quoted to us come from, Dr. Goodemont?
Those statistics come from Eyes Open Iowa, which is actually from the CAP Foundation, which comes from the Department of Human Services here in Iowa. So they are not my statistics. And these are actually the statistics that Planned Parenthood's, the page that Planned Parenthood quotes from when they're talking about needing to go into different counties to try and decrease their teenage birth rates or their teenage STD rates. These are the exact sources that they quote from.
One could make the argument that because of the closing of Planned Parenthood in Montgomery County, statistics are worse.
I understand why you would say that, but unfortunately, all of these statistics that I'm quoting from are from 2014 and prior. Planned Parenthood didn't close until 2014, and so we don't know where that's going. If you take a look down at Shenandoah actually stopped having Planned Parenthood come into their schools starting in 2010 because of an incident with Planned Parenthood and the inappropriate things that they were teaching in the classroom. And since then, their pregnancy rates or their birth rates have actually gone down since they stopped using the Planned Parenthood curriculum. Unfortunately, Planned Parenthood has received a $5 million grant for 6 counties, 4 counties in Iowa, 2 counties in Nebraska. So that's $5 million. And this grant is going to touch about 2,700 youth each year. So if you look at it, they're spending $1,800 per youth on this program, and that's a federal grant. So your tax dollars are being used to fund this. So they are now trying to get back into the Shenandoah schools. And also their next focus is to get into Clarinda schools because it's a Page County grant that they were able to obtain. And Shenandoah schools, right now there are parents that are not happy about this because they know what Planned Parenthood brought to their schools in 2010 and prior.
You have a kindergarten student of yours, you said, is that right?
I have a kindergarten student at Stanton Elementary.
Do you have any other students in Stanton or other children?
I have a four-year-old who's in preschool right now in Stanton, and then I have a sixth grader, and presently I'm homeschooling her. This next year she will be dual enrolled at the Stanton Middle School.
And I guess where I'm going with that, Dr. Goodemote, and we're talking with Dr. Goodemote, is why is this such an issue of concern, as I see it to be, for you? And number one, having children of your own, that certainly would give you some reason for concern. But other than that, what is there about this issue that has caused you to become so passionate and personally involved in it?
Well, as a physician, I've seen a lot of teenagers who've gotten pregnant, and I've seen a lot of teenagers with STDs and have to treat them and had to tell them. Some of them I've had to tell that they have lifelong diseases. Probably the most difficult conversation that I've had as a doctor was when I was a young physician. I'd only been a physician for a few years, and I had a colleague or a co-worker. She was a nurse that worked at the same place that I did. And she was a single mother. She had a daughter who was a senior in high school. And her daughter actually came in to see me because she was having some female issues. And this was this lady's only daughter. But anyway, this young lady was having some female issues, and I talked with her, and I did an exam, and did some testing, and she came back as having chlamydia. So I treated her for chlamydia, and then in the process of that, something that's always done is to test people for other STDs. And a couple weeks later, because it took longer to get some of these tests back at that time, I got her HIV test back, and her HIV test was positive. So I had to share with her that her HIV test was positive. And she obviously cried. And to be very honest with you, I cried as well. Then she asked me if I would talk with her and her mom so that she could tell her mom this. And that was the most difficult conversation that I've ever had. I had to tell this mom that her only daughter at 17 was positive for HIV. And this girl wasn't, you know, she wasn't a bad girl. I mean, her mom had raised her appropriately, and her mom had felt like she was being a very responsible parent. She had talked to her daughter about pregnancy prevention and STD prevention. She'd talked to her about contraception. She'd talked to her about condoms. And this girl had had two partners in her lifetime, and she contracted HIV. My husband, when I was talking to him about this the other night, he asked me if I knew if she was still alive, because this has been about 20 years ago now. And unfortunately, I've lost contact with them, but I don't know the answer to this. I don't know the answer to that question. So if you ask me why I'm passionate about this, some people may say that I have a political agenda. Some people may say that I have a religious agenda. But I don't think that the health of our teens and the future of our teens is a Republican issue. I don't think it's a Democratic issue. And I don't think that any faith, whether you're Christian or Jewish or Muslim or whether you're an atheist, that I don't think that anybody doesn't care about the youth and the future of our youth and want to protect them from being parents at a young age, that's a tough thing. It's something that you can live with, but it's a tough thing. And I'm not saying that people can't do well with that. But to protect them from STDs, especially things that can stay with them lifelong, that's why I'm passionate about this issue. And I don't think that Planned Parenthood has the answers. I think that you can see that just in our community. And if you look more broadly, the STD rate in the United States just continues to climb. Almost 20 million Americans are diagnosed with an STD annually. And every year that number continues to go up.
STD, of course, is sexually transmitted disease.
Yes, sir.
Are you against Planned Parenthood teaching in the schools, or are you against the curriculum that they're teaching, or, again, with more specificity, what is it that you're opposed to?
Well, I'm against Planned Parenthood teaching in the schools. I feel like they sexualize our children. They do mention abstinence in their curriculums, but they also talk about other things. They talk about what you can do instead to remain abstinent. They talk about things like things that are going to keep you safe. On the air, it's hard to discuss a lot of these issues, but they do talk about things like you're not going to get pregnant and you're not going to get an STD by mutually masturbating. If you cuddle and touch and things like that but don't have intercourse, then you're not going to get an STD, and they actually promote those types of things. And I think that drawing the line that far out is just encouraging kids to do more than that. And I think that encouraging kids not just to remain abstinent, but try to avoid situations where they're going to get into a situation where they could eventually have intercourse earlier than they would like, is probably the safer option. I'm also against the curriculums that they're using. Draw the line, respect the line only has one study associated with it. And if you look at the place that promotes this curriculum, they only cite this one study, and this is all I can find when I research the curriculum. And this one study was actually a decent study. It was they had a control group in it, and one part of the participants had the curriculum and one part of the study didn't have the curriculum, and then they evaluated them. Now, the people that had the curriculum had it for 3 years straight, and the evidence shows that when you compared the boys in the program versus the boys in the control group, that they were 8% more likely to remain abstinent after they'd had the curriculum. Unfortunately, those children that had not yet become those children who were already sexually active, it didn't change anything for them, and it also did not increase their condom usage. And like I said, it was a study involving both boys and girls. For boys, it increased their likelihood of abstinence by 8%, but for girls, there was no difference. There was no difference in continued sexual activity, there was no difference in condom use, and like I said, there was no difference in abstinence. And this is the curriculum that they are teaching to the area middle schoolers, and it really has little substance behind it. The curriculums that they're promoting to be used down in the Shenandoah area and in the other parts of the counties that have this grant also have very limited studies. There's another middle school curriculum called Get Real, and they state that it's medically accurate, and they define abstinence as choosing not to participate in any sexual behaviors that can result in pregnancy or a sexually transmitted disease. And then they go on in that same lesson for the kids to determine their own abstinence guidelines, whether they're going to participate in other forms of sex or mutual masturbation, like I said earlier. If they can do all of those things, then they're still considered abstinent. And I think that that is extremely concerning. In the eighth grade curriculum, they show a number of examples of contraceptive methods, including dental dams to be used for oral sex. And by ninth grade, they're actually working in pairs. The students are in a mixed gender classroom, and they're working in pairs to put a condom on a phallic device. And by ninth grade, there's only one lesson out of eight that's discussing abstinence. There was very limited discussion in seventh and eighth grade, but even more limited discussion in ninth grade. One thing that some of the studies, and there were four studies that were done on this curriculum, they were all done with the support of Planned Parenthood. There were no independent studies done on it. Some of the things that these studies did show is how parental involvement can increase abstinence, and I do strongly encourage parental involvement and having kids talk to their kids about sex and preventing pregnancy and preventing STDs. So that is one good thing that came out of the studies that were done. The next curriculum that's more of a high school curriculum is called Be Proud, Be Responsible. And once again, there were four studies that were done by the author of the program. And these were all done on African-American male inner city students. There were some studies that were done on African-American males and females and Latinos. But basically, all the studies were not on a rural community. And there was only one study that was not done by the author. And this study was done in a Midwest metropolitan area. And it was done on mixed races and male and female. And this one study basically stated that there was no impact on sexual initiation, frequency of intercourse if kids were already sexually active, or on condom use when used in a Midwest metropolitan area, which is a little bit closer to what we are than an inner city only African American or Latino population. The last curriculum that they're encouraging with this grant is Making Proud Choices. And unfortunately, this one only states one study, and it's one of the same studies that was used for Be Proud, Be Responsible, which is just on African-American inner-city youth. And these are kids that are much more sexually active than is in our community as well. So I am not excited about the curriculums that they're using. I'm not excited about about Planned Parenthood teaching. Planned Parenthood also has a Planned Parenthood cell phone app that they encourage kids to use. And this cell phone app, it actually encourages kids to ask a lot of questions about sex. And when a 9 or a 10-year-old types into this app and asks about sex, they're told, yes, you know, sex does feel good and things like that, but there are other things that you can do, you know, to wait so that you can have sex later. And they encourage kids to masturbate. And then with the older kids, once again, they encourage mutual masturbation to lower risk of STDs. So they encourage a lot of things to try and sexualize our children, which I think that sex is a very important part of life. And I think that I'm not a prude by any means, but I think that it is not something that we should be encouraging our 9 and 10-year-olds to think about, and encouraging our junior and senior high to start experimenting with, nor encourage them to actually have intercourse, but just use a condom.
Okay, you've talked quite a bit about curriculum and what's in the curriculum. What have you done to evaluate what parts of that curriculum or how extensively that curriculum is actually being utilized in the Stanton School? Have you sat in on the classes, or what knowledge do you have of how directly that curriculum is or is not being used in the Stanton School?
I just know that it's taught in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And from what I understand, they actually follow the number of lessons that are for each year group, which is anywhere from 6 to 8 lessons each year. Because I just found out about it, and because they have put this curriculum on hold for, because they put this curriculum on hold for a short period of time, I have not been able to sit in on any of the classes. So I could not tell you about that. I do know that even though there is a condom demonstration that is part of the curriculum, that they have not used the condom demonstration at the Stanton schools.
Okay. So they're not necessarily then following directly the curriculum that you've alluded to there?
No, sir.
So, again, we're talking with Dr. Goodemote. She purchased this time because she wanted to address this issue from her concern and her perspective. And so, again, she purchased the time and has purchased this this interview and wanted to come in and discuss that. Let's talk a little bit about, and you alluded to that earlier, Dr. Goodemote, but what did or have you offered to the Stanton School, and what would you be comfortable with or satisfied? Is there a need for some of this kind of teaching in the school, first of all?
I do believe that there's a need in the school system to do this. I think that parents need to be the primary person that's talking to kids about this. Unfortunately, not all parents either feel comfortable, or not all parents take the time to talk to their kids about this. And like I said, it is a requirement in the Iowa public school system that these things are talked about and discussed. What I did in looking at some different potential curriculums that could be used is I looked at the data that came out. I looked at the data that came out, and I looked at some of the counties that were similar to us, and to see who has been able to make an impact on teenage pregnancy and birth. And I noticed that Wright County had been significantly way up there as far as birth rates, and now they are down near the Iowa average, and they have been basically for the 5 years up until 2014. The data after that has not been available. So I talked to a lady that works in the Wright County school system, and she was able to tell me a little bit about what they've done. And they've done a number of different things, which I would encourage us to try in the Montgomery County school systems. In 4th and 5th grade, they instituted a Girl Talk, Guy Talk to talk about puberty. They actually invited the parents to come with the child, and it was separated girls and boys. Just a moment, Jerry.
Yep, that's fine. Dr. Goodemote with us this morning, and again, we're talking about, kind of as a follow-up to some extensive discussion that was done in the recent Stanton Community School District Board of Directors meeting, and her concern about where that's going to go and what's going to be done. And that's kind of just a real quick background of where we are. She did purchase the time to come in and express her concerns and her thoughts on this, and we're about to wrap up and let her go find a good doctor and find out what she needs to do to get her respiratory issue taken care of. All right, proceeding on. So Wright County has done some things that seemingly have made a significant difference.
Yeah, the other things that they've done is they've put in a curriculum called Choosing the Best, which is a curriculum that I've actually looked at, and that's the curriculum that I recommended to the Stanton School Board. And then the last thing is there's been a lot of community involvement and church involvement of mentoring the teens, and all of those things have brought their pregnancy rates down to from double the Iowa birth rates down to just above the Iowa birth rates for the last 5 years. Right now, Montgomery County is definitely at least twice the amount of all of Iowa counties. And so I think that bringing in some alternative curriculums would be very wise. And this is an abstinence-based curriculum, but a lot of people mistake abstinence-based as only teaching abstinence. This curriculum does talk about contraception and condom use, and it does talk about sexually transmitted diseases. But this curriculum called Choosing the Best strongly encourages abstinence and encourages kids not to get into the situation where they're going to go farther than they're ready to at this young age.
Are there, as you see it, Dr. Goodemote, could the Planned Parenthood curriculum be restricted in some areas to where it would be satisfactory for you?
I guess I'd want something that was a little bit more evidence-based, and the Choosing the Best curriculum is evidence-based. There are a number of studies that have been done, and there are approximately 5 studies that have been done on this curriculum, and they have seen actual endpoint evidence. Rather than having people say whether they're abstinent or not, they've been able to see. In one county, they saw a 38% decrease in pregnancies, where other counties had only a 6% decrease. They saw that 54% of sexually active boys and girls were no longer sexually active. One study showed 43% of boys and girls were more likely to remain abstinent, and another study showed 47% were more likely to remain abstinent. And I think that having a curriculum that has solid evidence-based and has actually shown results here in Montgomery County, we really need to decrease our birth rate. And these counties have actually shown results. Choosing the Best has been used in 47 different states. It has been used in both inner city, metropolitan, suburban, and rural areas, so it has a lot better evidence behind it.
Again, Dr. Goodemote with us this morning. We're going to wrap up here momentarily and move on, but I guess I would like to ask you, Dr. Goodemote, what would you like to see happen, or what would you ask of the community or the county for that matter?
Well, I'll start out with Stanton. I would encourage you, the survey was sent out to all parents in the community, but it is open to all of the community to participate. So if you're an adult in the Stanton County community, you can go into the Stanton School and get a survey and fill it out and say whether you want Planned Parenthood to continue teaching in our schools. The survey needs to be completed by May 10th because the board is meeting again on May 11th. I would also encourage you to talk to board members over in Stanton so that they can hear your concerns and let them know that you would be willing to look at alternative curriculums. The Choosing the Best curriculum does meet all state requirements, and so I think that this would be more beneficial. If you're in Montgomery County, I would encourage you to ask why this information is not getting out, that we have such a high birth rate. Once again, number one for 40 counties of our size and number four for the entire state of Iowa. We are twice the average of Iowa for teenage birth rates. Ask what's being done about this. I have not heard anything about this. And why is our birth rate continuing to rise? If you're outside of this county, especially Page and Mills County, those two counties are being targeted by Planned Parenthood, and they want to bring these curriculums that are supposedly evidence-based into your communities. I encourage you to talk to your school board, talk to your schools, find out what's being taught, and find out what other local resources are available to teach your students accurate information to help your students be able to make the best choice for themselves. And lastly, I would encourage you to talk to your state representatives and encourage them to defund Planned Parenthood.
But let's again make it clear. We're talking with Dr. Goodemoat. She purchased this interview time so that she could express her concerns and explain to our listeners what her concerns are and why they are. But you have not actually sat in the classes or don't know exactly what parts of those curriculums have been or are being taught in Stanton. Is that a fair assessment of what you've told me?
From what I understand and from what the superintendent had said, they do use that curriculum in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, but the part that they eliminate is the condom demonstration. But no, I have not been able to sit in on these because I just found out that they were teaching them in the schools.
You would encourage, and again, this relates directly to the Stanton Community School District, you would encourage the parents to be sure to get a survey and fill it out.
Yes, sir, I would. I just think that our youth are our future, and I think that we really need to be protecting our youth and making sure that we're not encouraging behaviors at this age that are not healthy for them.
You would prefer that Planned Parenthood was not involved in the teaching in any way. Is that an accurate or not an accurate statement?
That is an accurate statement. I don't think that they're great role models for our youth or for any of our students in schools, for that matter.
However, you did, if I understood you correctly, indicate earlier that you think some education is important and probably, from my perspective, unfortunately, at this point in our society, that may fall on the school. I think, personally, that parents and churches ought to be doing that instead of school, but nevertheless, it's going to fall on the school. So, therefore, what would be a satisfactory way for those things to be taught, from your perspective, would be?
From my perspective, I would encourage them to look at the different curriculums and encourage a more abstinence-based program that also teaches about sexually transmitted diseases, pregnancy prevention, and condom use, but much more strongly encourages abstinence as the best choice.
All right. What would you like to say as we wrap up here this morning, Dr. Goodemoat?
I just encourage all of you out there to please vote and realize that there are alternatives available. And like I said earlier, in the Stanton community, there are 4 different people who have volunteered to step up. Myself, Jeff Greben, who is a Stanton teacher, the local OBGYN nurse practitioner, and a healthy relationships coach. All of these people have volunteered to teach for free.
Have you discussed this with Jenny Horner at all?
I have not discussed this with Jennifer Horner. I have actually not met her personally. I'm sure that she's a very fine person, but she and I see things very differently.
She is, in this program, as I understood you, a paid employee of Planned Parenthood to do this.
Yes, she is a paid employee by Planned Parenthood to do this, as well as when she comes in to teach the kindergartner through third grade Ready, Set, Know curriculum.
All right. Anything else, Dr. Goodemoat, you want to tell our listeners this morning?
No, Jerry, I just appreciate your time. And for you listeners out there, I appreciate you letting me talk to you about this important issue for our youth.
And again, I just want to point out to our listeners that Dr. Goodemoat was concerned enough about it and passionate enough about the issue and the concern that she bought the time to be able to come in and talk about it and explain it. So it is that important to her, and I appreciate your coming and talking with us. Make it a good day.
Thank you, Jerry.
Dr. Goodemoat with us this morning, and I know we'll hear more about this, of course, as it goes back before the Stanton Community School District Board of Directors. We'll hear more about this, so stay tuned. Right now, you want to hear more about what's happening with the markets, so let me bring you up to speed on that.
It's time to check in and see what's happening with the markets. This